You were always so well spoken, and maybe that's your upbringing. Maybe you're just smarter than me, but you know, it was always nice to listen to you wax on whatever it was you're talking about.
You know what it was? I would hate to be the quote in a story that was already written. So I'd always try to say something that was kind of off the wall. Sometimes it got me in trouble, but I always like to be honest too. You know, sometimes you get these articles that are about to be written after a game, whether it's a win or a loss, and you already know the question before it's asked. Mm-hmm. Because you get asked the same questions all the time. And so I would try to throw a twist in there and speak really softly so that they'd have to really listen to what I was saying in case I said something really interesting. So it was kind of part of the plan.
Well, you did that. It was last year or the year before. I think it was 2014. It was last year where you were commenting on Eli Manning, and Eli Manning shot back. Did you guys settle that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Eli and I understand the nature of, I guess, media and really media hype. Now, I wasn't even talking about Eli. I was talking more about Coach Coughlin and how some of the failures over the last couple of years always had seemed to get pushed off. Oh, it's the defensive coordinator's fault. Oh, we had, you know, this issue with our secondary. We had this issue with our offensive line, and then this issue with our second level in the defense. And then at some point, the head coach has to be accountable for some of the failures that are happening with the entire team. It has to go uphill at some point. And this Eli responded. It wasn't actually a negative response. It was kind of, you know, Tiki's doing his job, and it is what it is. It gets played up sometimes, but that's just New York. I guess I kind of have come to accept that sometimes you got to be the bad guy. But if you're expressing an opinion that I honestly believed, I don't see myself as the bad guy.
No, but you're right. I mean, it's funny when you say anything to anybody in media, no matter who you are, specifically sports media, it's like you get baited to say stuff.
Exactly. It's because, you know, they have an agenda. I don't blame them. I'm in sports radio. I have an agenda as well. We have whoever it may be on our show. We want to get something juicy and headline driving, because that's what, in the end of the day, it's all about. Getting listeners, getting something provocative on the air, or getting something provocative in your column. But I think as I've grown older, I've realized that as long as you're provoking discussion, whether people agree with you, you know, or disagree vehemently, as long as you're provoking discussion, then you're doing your job the right way. And that's what we try to do.
Tiki, how much is Odell Beckham Jr., how much of a shot in the arm is that for Eli's career?
Oh, my Lord. I mean, he hasn't had... I guess when Victor Cruz first came onto the scene, it was that kind of game-breaking ability that hadn't been there in a while. Someone who could come down the pipe and make a 50-yard play, or, you know, a 70-yard run, or hell, Victor even had, I think, a 98 or 99-yard touchdown against the New York Jets. So when you have that, it changes the mentality of an offense. And Odell Beckham, I don't think anybody had expected that. And he's even more athletic than Victor Cruz was. So the expectations offensively are high for the New York Giants going into 2015. And we hope that they all live up to it. And really, we just hope that the offensive line gives Eli enough time to get the ball out of his hands to those guys.
Tiki Barber, three-time Pro Bowler, New York Giants all-time leading rusher, joins us. Talk about the NFL rule changes and possibilities this week. But what do you want changed? As a former player, if you were still playing, what would you like to see?
You know, there's not a ton. You know, I think it's interesting what they're trying to do with let me step back. It's the things with player safety and all of those rule changes to protect defenseless receivers. I think there was a new one that even if the ball is intercepted or turned over on a pass play, that receiver is still protected. Those type of things I absolutely agree with, because the long-term effects of playing such a brutal game are never going to go away, whether it's the head trauma or, you know, knee replacements or hip replacement, whatever it may be. Protecting players, I'm all for. But other than that, the game is not that – it's not broken, right? They don't need fixes. I'm intrigued by some of the things they're talking about around extra points. And, you know, it's a 98% success rate on an extra point kick from the 3-yard line, you know, which is, you know, basically a chip shot. So moving it back, and then, you know, this other proposal that came out, well, maybe we could make a bonus extra point if you go for two. Those things are interesting to me because it just adds a different level of excitement, mainly on the betting side of football, right? Think about how the point spreads are affected if you can score 9 points on after you score a touchdown, as opposed to just 7, or maybe even going for 8. So those things are interesting to me. But I think the game is good how it is.
Tiki, we've seen it up here in the Canadian Football League, and nobody watches it in this neck of the woods.
Have we?
I heard of it. They actually review pass interference now. As a former player, there's not one more of a game-changing play than pass interference. Do you think they should review that?
Absolutely not. You have to leave some things up to human error and debate and subjectivity. If you start... The problem is if you do that, you start opening a can of worms. And if you can review pass interference, then you can review offensive holding on an offensive lineman or defensive holding on, you know, whatever the pass play may be. And those, if you start reviewing those things, one, the game slows down significantly. And two, I think it becomes less interesting. You know, I mean, you don't want it to be perfect. Think about the brutality of the game. I mean, the fast nature and the contact and the surprises that happen. If you start reviewing every little thing, then it doesn't become fun anymore. It's not a kid's game. It becomes, looking for perfection. And I don't think anybody, wants their sports to be absolutely perfect.
What about expanded playoffs? Good or bad idea?
I think it could be a good idea. I'm actually in favor of it. I think it gives more teams the opportunity, especially those lower level teams that sometimes get on a roll and make runs and win. It happened with the Giants actually a couple times. The last team in the playoffs, they go on a run. They beat a team they're not supposed to because it's not a series, right? You're not looking for the best team. You're looking for the team that can win on any given Sunday. You go on a run and you get a surprise champion. It happened with the Baltimore Ravens a couple of years ago when they basically backed into the playoffs and then won the Super Bowl. And it took some miraculous things, a Hail Mary by Joe Flacco at the end of the game up in Denver to knock Manning out and then get to the Super Bowl and ultimately win. And those are exciting. Like we watch sports because we want to see the unexpected. And so if you get one of those lower-level teams that, you don't want to say Cinderella because it's an NFL team, but, given the March Madness deal that's going around, you kind of want that Cinderella to go win. And so if you get a lesser team get in and just find the right strides and win a Super Bowl, I think that's kind of cool.
Listen, real last question. We got to go. Sorry. Tiki Barber, our guest. I really appreciate you doing this for us. No takers on Ray Rice. Does he play this year?
I think he gets called into camp in August when someone gets hurt or someone goes down.
If there's no video, would he have signed already somewhere?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's a visceral reaction that's still lingering around Ray Rice, and it's kind of not fair given what's happened with some of these other guys.